try to see the sugi a little bit of whether or not it's mutter to be mevarech b'shas atchak on a lulav apostle. The Gemara says in the Flamen Aleph Omen Aleph, Arbas minin sheba lulav k'shem shein poischin mehen kachin meisifin alein. The arba minim, just like you're not allowed to take less than arba minim, you're also not allowed to take more than arba minim. Le'imotze esreik, le'yovi, le'yporish, v'le'rimoin, v'le'dover acher. If a person doesn't find an esreik, so he shouldn't bring a pomegranate, or a porish, a chavush, or something else. Tesis is medaik, le'imotze esreik, le'yovi, le'rimoin, v'le'porish, yesh le'daktik mikan, dim le'imotze kosher mevarach b'posel, midinoket, porish erimoin. Tesis makes a diik, he says, then why did the Gemara say that if you can't find the esrog, you shouldn't bring a rimoin? The Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush that if you can't find an esrog, don't bring a pasul esrog. Vice stories, a pasul esrog Yitaka could bring, and Yitaka Yotze even with a pasul esrog b'shas atchak, that you don't have any other kosher esrog, Yitaka Yotze with the esrog pasul b'shas atchak. The chura tesis is madchen. He says v'yesh lidchoyz. You could be madche that really you can't be mevorech on the parish b'shasat the rimon b'shasat chak. The question is, what's the yesh lidchoyz of teisvis? Is the yesh lidchoyz of teisvis that? So the truth, let's say the first shot that the Teisar Rosh says, and really it's brought down in the Rosh himself. The Maram says that's pshat in teisvis also, that the yesh lidchoyz is no. Really, maybe you can't be medayik that if you don't have a kosher esrog, you're allowed to bring a pasul esrog. The reason why the Gemara says not to bring a rimoin or a parish is because a rimoin, if it's a full fruit, then it's hoder v'shalim. And I would have a havamina that's mamash akiyum of priyetz hoder. And b'shas atchak, if you don't have an esrog, which is a priyetz hoder, take something else which is a priyetz hoder. Komash malon, that, no, you shouldn't take that. But don't be medayik that you're allowed to take an esrog which is yovish or esrog which is pasul. That's pasha that you're not allowed to take. That's for sure not hoder. But I would have had a havamina that a rimoin is considered a priyat hoder. Kamash malon, no, even that you shouldn't take. L'rabusa, it's a chiddush. Even a rimoin which is hoder v'shalim, that's also not a kiyum. You can't be yates with that. Afilu b'shasat chak. The shayla is, what's the bechlal v'dik of tesis in the first place? Taisa says, Yishle Dakta Mikan im Loimatza Kosher Mevarach Bepasel. Where does Taisa's Bechlal see that Mevarach Bepasel? Where did Taisa get that from that you're making a bracha? I understand the dig from the fact that it doesn't say that you shouldn't bring the Esrog Pasel. Vice versa, you're allowed to bring the Esrog Pasel. But where does it say to make a bracha on the Esrog Pasel? Maybe you're taking the Esrog Pasel only Kadesh Li Tishtak Achter is Esrog. Like the Gemara's Metzadeh and Amid Beis. Then maybe you should take something kedesh like tishtak teres esrog. Don't take the rimoin because asi le mitzrach. You're going to come to start taking it even when you have the ability to take an esrog. You're going to take a rimoin, but an esrog which is pasul. Maybe there's no asi le mitzrach like the rishonim say that for sure. If you have a good esrog, you're not going to take a yavish esrog. So maybe the gemara's dik just meant to say don't bring a rimoin. And you're allowed to bring esrog which is yavish, esrog which is pasul. But zichr, you're not going to make a brach on it. It's only shalik tishtak achteris esrog that you should bring it, but not that you're making a bracha on it. Where did Taisus get it from in the first place that you're making a bracha? So the truth is, you could say that that's the yesh lidchoyz of Taisus. You can learn differently than Taisus Rosh. The yesh lidchoyz of Taisus is in a chanami that you could be medayik, that you're supposed to take a lulav or an esrog, something which is pasul, b'shas atchak, that you don't have anything else, but not that you're supposed to make a bracha on it. In a chanami, you can't make a bracha on these things, b'shas atchak. That's the yesh lidchoyz. And the truth is, that's how Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz learns Taisus. He says that's what the yesh lidchoyz of Taisus is, that b'shas atchak, in a chanami, you take it, but you don't make a bracha. But then, how do we understand the hemshach of Taisus? Taisus says, aval yesh lidaktik d'shori, you could be medaktik that it's mutter to be mevarich, k'moy lulav posel or rabbanim b'shas atchak. Just like a lulav which is posel or rabbanim b'shas atchak, then you're allowed to make a bracha on. So to an esrog which is pasul, b'shas atchak, you'll be able to make a bracha. Now, where did Taisus get this from, that the lulav pasul or rabbanim b'shas atchak, you're allowed to make a bracha on? So l'chur, it's klar, when Taisus says, k'moy lulav pasul or rabbanim b'shas atchak, they're referring to the Gemara in Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim of Machlekes, can you be yotzei with a lulav which is yavish? Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'll bring you a raya from a ma'isa shehayo, that you could be yotzei with a lulav yavish. How do I know? Because Ma'isa b'bnei Kerachim, Shemurishin luluvayim l'bnei b'neim. The b'nei Kerachim, they didn't have too many luluvim. Memela, they would yarshin it, they'd give it over as part of the Yerusha from their children to their children's children. It would be two generations, they would be handing me down luluv. They would be passing down the luluvim from generation to generation. Now, certainly by the time they got to the next generation, even the next year, forget the next generation, it was certainly a luluv hayavish. Then, l'chora, what does it help to give it over? It must be that you're allowed to be mevarach on a luluv hayavish, says Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Chachamim, ain shas adchak raya. You can't bring a raya from shas adchak. They took it, it was shas adchak, but you can't bring a raya to something which is not shas adchak. So says Tosfos, by us, the same way that over there you're allowed to make a bracha, so too by us you're allowed to make a bracha, b'shas adchak. The question is, where does it say over there, b'chlal, that you made a bracha b'shas adchak? All the Chachamim said was that ain shas adchak raya, but who says b'chlal that they made a bracha? So the truth is, we saw that there's the machlokes rishonim, is b'shas adchak, can you make a bracha or bracha on it or not? And what was the raya? What were the Chachamim tining? The Ravid was mitzadid in Echanami that you couldn't make a bracha on a b'shas adchak. L'besoif says the Rosh in Simen Yudalid brings down the Ravid who says that the Ravid was choizer and he says e'efshur shebemokim shemokim adchak yitzim boim mevarchon lev lechatchilo v'shalei b'mokim adchak afil di'evid lo yotzo. It can't be such a massive that sometimes it's lechatchilo and sometimes you're not even yotzo afilu b'di'evid. B'man of Shach, if you could be Yotze, you could be Yotze lechatchil always. And if not, and even be the Yevin, you're not going to be able to be Yotze. We can't have such a matzav that sometimes that you're not Yotze, even lechatchil, even be the Yevin, sometimes it's lechatchil. So says Nemz on the Ravid, Ein Shasat Chakraya, they only took it, why did they take it? Shleit Yitak, Teres Luv. That the Ein Shasat Chakraya doesn't mean that they made a bracha on it and you can't bring a raya because it was Shasat Chak. No, they didn't even make a bracha on it. They didn't make a bracha on it, they only took it shloi tishtakach teras luluv. And it happens to be that the Ravid brings the raya from there, the vice ois, that there's a psul hadar for the rest of the days of Yom Tov also, not just for the first day, because if you don't need hadar for the rest of the days of Yom Tov, so then maybe the reason, how would Rabbi Yehuda Bichlal been able to bring a raya from there, that they made a bracha on it, that you're allowed to be yitz with the yavish? Maybe it's talking about for the second days, maybe they were merish them to their children, the children's children for the second days. Not for the first days. And in the second days, even the Chacham are asking that you can make a bracha on it, because you don't need hadar the second days. Elamai says, the Ravid, they didn't make a bracha on it, and you can't even, and there's a raya, because since you need hadar the rest of the days, certainly they weren't merish it for the second days, because the second days needs hadar just like the first days. Vaisais lafir Yehuda, you're allowed to make a bracha on it, and the Chacham are maskin, no, ain't chasat chak raya. However, like we saw in the Rosh himself says no. L'chura, when the Chachamim said Ein Shasat Chak Raya, they meant to say that you can't bring a Raya from there to a regular year, but Zichur, they made a brach on it. Because if they didn't make a brach on it, says the Rosh, they should have tied it something much, much better. Why did the Chachamim say Ein Shasat Chak Raya? They should have said, no, the Shasat Chak is a Raya. Just, even B'Shasat Chak, they didn't make a bracha. You have no Raya because they didn't make a bracha, Bechlal. It's not that Ein Shasat Chak Raya. Shasat Chak could be a Raya, but even B'Shasat Chak, they didn't make a bracha. Vaistoy says the Rosh Zichur b'shasat chak, they made a bracha. And on that the Chachamim said, Hagam the b'shasat chak, they made a bracha. However, you can't bring a raya to shali b'shasat chak. And that's l'chura how Tosfos learns also. Tosfos, when they said, Miu, ava yesh ladakti t'shari kimo ilul of pasul rabban b'shasat chak. How do we know that a ilul of pasul b'shasat chak, you'll have to make a bracha on it? Because if not, says Tosfos, like the Rosh is masbir, then the Chacham shouldn't have said, Ein Shasat Chak Raya. They should have said, they weren't Mevarach on it, Bechlal. Elamayit Mevur says, Taisis, that they did make a bracha on it. Says, Taisis, Ebazeh, that you're allowed to make a bracha on a luluv b'shasat chak. Even though it's pasul on Yavish, so too, you're allowed to make a bracha on a remain pasul, on an esrik pasul. Now the question is, can you be medayik that just because by luluv, you're allowed to make a bracha on it, even though it's pasul, b'shasat chak, it's going to be kosher. Maybe that's zafka by Yavish. But by something else which is a psul by an esrig, depending on what the psul is, maybe in a chanami, you can't bring a raya. Why? Because if you look at the Rosh says, what's takav shat? How come you're allowed to make a bracha b'shasat chak? L'chura, it's possible. Where do we ever find that just because it's you're stuck and it's a Shasat Chag, so all of a sudden it's going to be Mutter? If a guy really can't find his sock, so no Shabbos. So if he's allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos because it's Mamash Shasat Chag, what is it talking about? If it's a puzzle, it's a puzzle. What does it have to do with the B'Shasat Chag? B'Shasat Chag, it's still a puzzle. The same way you're not allowed to take a Rima and you shouldn't be allowed to take a Lulav HaYavish B'Shasat Chag. And for Teisvis, and for the Rosh, I'll tell you why it's kosher. Kol hani psuli masr nakos de chacham, says the Rosh. Veheim omru shelei b'shasat chak afilu b'dievel lo yato. Kidei sheyizoru Yisrael b'mitzvois. Avo b'mokim atchak ikshirim kimen sheyev shebin inachem b'varchan aleim. Masr nakos, he says masr nakos de chacham, the same that we find such a musik by Chol HaMoed. What's asr on Chol HaMoed? Is it a moed or is it chorl? Masr nakos de chachamim. Whatever the Chacham said is considered malacha, is also midaraisa. Whatever they say is mutter in Gansin. How did the Chacham decide? No, that's good for what the Torah left it up to the Chacham to decide. Whatever they decide goes into the daraisa. Says, that's what the Rosh says. That means that the psulim are not clear cut. The psulim are not defined 100% by the Torah. And the Chachamim, hey mamru, ve hey mamru. So the truth is that the Karban Asano, what's that? Are we Yotzi Daraisa or not? Says the Karban Asano, very good. Says the Karban Asano, no. If he's saying that it's Masr Nakaz LeChachamim, that means that the Chachamim are saying that it's considered, that it's kosher. That's only if it's a day that your chiv, your whole chiv is only Midar Avanan. For example, the second day, the rest of the days is Yom Tov, except for the first day of Yom Tov. There the chiv is only there abanan. Hey mamru, hey mamru. Hey mamru that you're mechuyev to take this lulav or esrig. Hey mamru that you're allowed to take something, which is possible. Beseder, that's not a problem. Because the whole chiv is only me there abanan. So they could say, this is how you're mekayim, your chiv there abanan. Or he says, possibly, in Sefkat and Vav, he says this. He says, maybe it's Taka talking about Yom Tov Rishon also, that you make a bracha on it. Yom Tov Rishon is deraisa. You're right. Af shimi deraisa possible. Nevertheless, mevarchen alei midrabanan. That's what he says. Even though varchen alei midrabanan, after midrash apostle, they were mevarch on it midrabanan. Even though midrash it's apostle, nevertheless the chacham said you're allowed to take it. It's a little bit interesting because kumtais that lefidus the chacham are mamish mechadesh a mitzvah that's not in the Torah. It's not a hemshich of the mitzvah of the Torah. It's a totally new mitzvah. The Torah didn't say to take a star fruit on the second day of Yom Tov. For all intents and purposes, if it's not a lulav, if it's not an esrig, because it's pasul, and it's only kosher, the Chacham said that it's kosher, that means it's not kosher in the Torah's, in the mitzvah, there abundant on the rest of the days, maybe it's kosher, but kosher as the din of the Torah, it's bechal not kosher in the din of the Torah. So there's a din Torah that you could be yitzin on the first day, and if you don't have the echel to be yitzin din Torah, then there's a din derabanan that you could be yitzin, even though it's possibly the raisa, the Chacham said you could take it anyhow, be mevarach min derabanan. L'chur is a pele. Lulei de Mistafin Amina, I would learn the Rosh Kipshutai. The Rosh, when he says that Masr Nakasal Chachamim means like we said beforehand, the Doraisa, the mitzvah Doraisa is defined by the way that Chachamim define it. Memela, when it says in the Torah, Priyet Hadar, and we tell you that if it's Yavish that's not considered Hadar, that is very relative. It depends on what the situation is. If there's a situation where you have other Esregim, then in a Hanami. Then this esrog is taken out beautiful. It's yavish, and the other one is not yavish. This is not hadar, and the other one is hadar. But in a case where you don't have any other esrogim, you don't have any other lulavim, and all your lulavim are yavishim, then you're not comparing it to anything. This is the most beautiful lulav that there is. As they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. It all depends. It depends if you're trying to match it up or not. If this is you're trying to match it to something else, then maybe in a chanami, it's taken out as beautiful. But if all you see is this lulav, and there are no other lulavim, then in a chanami, this is considered hadar. In this situation, this is considered hadar. And the truth is, if you look at the Torah, the stimus lashon of the Torah, say what he writes in the Piskei HaRosh at the end, and say what he writes in the Torah, Arachayim, Tafresh Mem Tes, it seems he's not mechalik, but that's the rush. He's not mechalik, but that's the rush, and he seems to say that it would be kosher. Even Mishas B'yom Rishon. He's not machalik to say that it's dafka the second days, or the first days Midar Avonim. It's mashma that in Gansin, it would be kosher. And I saw that the Rav Magad brings down the same thing from the Goyinim. Shagoyinim Samchu Mikan, from this Maisa of of Bnei Krochim. Mikan liyovish v'shar psulim she yoytze mehem v'shas adchak af v'yem arishon. You let it be and mevarach aleh af v'yem arishon. Even on the first day, which is the raisos, so you couldn't be maskan and say you only be mevarach midarabanan. That's quite sasam l'chera, but that's the Rav Magid. It's mashma that you're yoytze afilu. Mashma that you're yoytze afilu midaraiso because of the word of the rosh that maser nakasav lechachamim memela you're yoytze the mitzvah. I feel on a deraita deka level. The truth is, the lechur is a that what? When you have, he's madcha that lechur. He's madcha the chacham tzvi's right kasha. But lechur, if you understand that the vart is like a cholamayid. So that the Nakuda is that the same way that Chazal finds that Chazal could define what's considered, we find it in a few different places actually. It says by Mikvois that you need Mayim Shekol Gufa Eilu Bahen. And Shiru Chachamim Rabbayim Sa. Now Rabbayim Sa is Mayim Shekol Gufa Eilu Bahen, but there's a lot of people that call Gufa Eilu Bahen less than Rabbayim Sa. Nevertheless, the Chacham were kaveh the shir of Arbaim Sa. Me the Raisa, a person is not yotze if it's less than Mem Sa. Even though on the Raisa it says you just need Mayim Shekol Guf Arilabem. Once the Chacham were kaveh what it is, then the Chura we find such a kvius. There's the Chura right to this Yisrael from the Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Lamed Vav by Esrei Kushi. The Or Sameach brings this down. In Hilchos Lulav Ches Hei, he says that Esrei Kushi is, the Gemara says there's a chilek whether or not Esrei gets a sira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether or not Esrei Kushi is kosher. The Gemara gives one teretz. Rava says, Leikasha halon v'holuhu. Says for Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are rochik mikush, and they're not rogil in things that are black. In a chanami, it's taka something which is muzar, and maybe it's going to be puzzle. I remember I had 27 years ago when I came to Yeshiva Ketana, I had a roommate who was from Eretz Yisrael, and he said when he came, this was 30 years ago, it wasn't common in Eretz Yisrael, he said when he came to America for the first time, and he was 8 years old or something like that, the first time he saw a Shvaratza, they made a brocha of Mishana Brias. As they passed in the Shulchan Aruch is supposed to, it's just so rogel that a person doesn't do it, it's not any Mishana Brias anymore. However, it's the first time in his life that he saw somebody that was black. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not common to see black Esregim. Memeila, it's a chesaron in Hadar, and therefore it's possible. Halahu Bnei Bavel is it's shalom what's lan lahu, but it means Bnei Bavel, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, rochik from Kush, and Memeila they're not ruggle in black Esregim, therefore it's possible. As opposed to Bnei Bavel are close to Kush, and they're ruggle, and therefore it's not possible. The shalom is black. Is black hodder, is black not hodder? The answer is, it depends. For Kushim, black is hodder. Black is beautiful, as they say. And therefore, Lechura, who's black beautiful for? Black is beautiful for those that are black. For those that are not black, black is not so beautiful. And Memela, whether or not it's hodder, is all yachasi, is all relative, depending on what you're comparing it to. If you're ruggel in this, then that's considered hodder. If you're not ruggel, it's not considered hodder. He says he's mechadish lefidus lahalacha, says the Or Sameach, that if a person has an esrog with a chazazis, so it's not hadar, and it's the only esrog to be found, and he took it, and he made a brach on it, and he was yoytze his chiyuv, he didn't make a brach, he was yoytze his chiyuv. Then afterwards, somebody gave him, they found another esrog that doesn't have a chazazis on it, and it's hadar. He says, you don't have to be yoytze. You don't have to be yoytze again, you don't have to take it again. Why? Because the first esrog was taka hodr at the time that you took it. Since there were no other esrogim available at the time that you took the first esrog, it was hodr, because there's nothing else to compare it to. Masha'in kein. If you have something else to compare it to, then in chanami, taka chasar, in hodr. So why don't the other rishonim, what's the ravi going to do with this? The chura we see from here, that it's very relative, and it all depends. The answer is that kushi is different than yovesh. Kushi is something which is not nishtane from how it was. It grew. There are two different types of esrogim. Some are yellow, some are blackish. The ones that are blackish, that's the way that they grew. And memela, it's not a chesaron ve'etzem in the hadar, because as long as you ruggle to it, That's considered hadar. Nothing made it that it shouldn't be hadar. As opposed to a case where it started off fresh and then it turned yavesh, then this esrog itself changed colors. This esrog itself started off as hadar and then became not hadar. You can't say that this is not considered hadar. This is considered hadar. This 2 weeks ago was hadar. It changed itself and it became inu hadar. It became yavesh. Zichr, that's psul. That's not like something which started off, even when it was fresh, it was different, like a kushi. That's not something which is a chasarin and hadar. Kokama that you ruggle in it, that's not something which is a chasarin and hadar, as opposed to yavish. That lachur is something which is batzma chasarin and hadar, because you can even compare it to itself. Nektam, it started off not nektam by a luluv. All these types of psulim that they started off, nechlekatim, it's all the other ones, nifritsu, all these that started off as hadar and then something changed. Then that's ve'etme chasarin and hadar. It started off better and it became less mehudar than it was beforehand, as opposed to kushi, which started off like that. That's not a problem. L'chura, this is all v'negeya to, if you could say that the Varda is masur nakasav lechachamim, and everything is relative, then it really depends on what type of psul we're talking about here. If we're talking about a psul of hadar, you could say that masur nakasav lechachamim, but something which is a psul begufay, L'chura, then it doesn't pass to say that masur nakasav lechachamim, something which is not a lulav, something which is not an esrig, we don't look at it as a lulav or an esrig, then the chura, even b'shas atchak, you're not going to be able to take it. Now the Gemara says, on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Hay lulava de solik b'chad hutza. This Omar Rava, Hay lulava de solik b'chad hutza, bal mumhu upasal. Gemara calls it, this lulav which is ends in one leaf, it's a bal mum, and it's pasal. What does it mean, bal mumhu? We had, so far, many psulim that are mentioned, nifritzu, nechleka, Nektam, Kovit, Sodik, Okum, Dumalamagol, Ovid Kehemnik. We have a whole slew of psulim. We never said that it's a Baal Mum. What's the Saisofa that Rava adds in? Baal Mum Hu Pasul. So the truth is that it's not clear exactly what the psul Bechlal of Lulav the Salik Bechad Hutze is. There's four pshatim that are mentioned in Rishonim. We saw three. One of them is brought down in the Darkei Moshe from the Kolboy. But the three that we saw in the Rishonim are, Rashi learns, Lulav the Salik Bechad Hutza means that if you have one leaf, all the leaves are coming out of one side of the Lulav. The Rambam says, it has leaves coming out of every side, both of the sides and the top. Just all the leaves, instead of being doubled, they're all single leaves. And Memela is different than a normal Lulav. The Sar Shalom says in another Pshat, he says that the Lulav only has two leaves, one at the bottom of the right side, one at the bottom of the left side, and it starts at the bottom and it goes all the way up to the top of the luluf. It's mamish chaser, all the entire shedra is covered over with a leaf, but it's not covered with leaves in the plural. The Ramah brings another pshat of the kolboy that says, no, it's a regular luluf, everything is fine and dandy, except for the tiyamis. The top leaf, instead of being a double leaf, it's a single leaf. And mamela, that's luluf, the salak becharutza, and it's a mum. The Ritva brings down two of the Pshatim. He brings down Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi that says that all the leaves are on one side. The Rambam says that no, all the leaves are there, just they're single leaves as opposed to double leaves. And he says, Yesh oimrim she'ein psuloi el mishum she'ein ayhodar. Ubiyoim rishim belvad. He says that there are those that say this psul is a psul because it's not hodar. Mela only passes on the first day. This is the Ritva l'shitasai, like the Shita Saran and other Rishonim, that they learn, the Ramban, that they learn that the psul hadar only passes on the first day, not on the rest of the days. So Meili says, there are those that learn that this psul of salik b'chad hutza is a psul of hadar, which only passes on the first day. He says, ve'efshur lodin kain lefi pirish harambam. Avaloi lepirish rashi. He says, you could say that it's a chasarin in hadar, according to the Rambam, but not according to Rashi. What does he mean to say? According to the Rambam, you could say it's a chasarin in hadar. It's not b'esem aval mum. It's not a psul migufay. Why? It has all the leaves. If you look at the lulav, it has all the leaves. It looks like a lulav. You get a little bit closer, you see that it's only a single leaf as opposed to a double leaf. That you could say is a chasarin in hadar because it's not like a normal lulav. However, according to Rashi, that all the leaves are on one side, then l'chura, that's a psul miguf. That's a psul migufay. That's mamash aval mum. That's not just a chasarin in hadar. It's handicapped. that's handicapped, and if everybody can mute, sorry if somebody didn't mute, that's a handicap, and that's something which passes not just on the first day, that passes also on the following days as well. Kumtais, l'chura, the Ritva is understanding that a psul of a balmum is not just a psul hadar. Psul balmum is, it's a psul migufay. It's something which is not a psul which is only limited to hadar, which we could say masr nakas lechacham. This is a psul of balmum, l'chura, is something which is, it's a sarn in the etzem luluf. Psul migufay, like he calls it. Psul migufay, maybe in a chanami, l'chura, it doesn't pass to say that it's a filu b'shas atchak, it's going to be kosher. Now, that would be a nafkamina. If you hold that hadar, says the Ritva, if you hold that hadar is only one day, so there's a chilek between whether or not it's a bal mum or it's a psul hadar. Hadar only passes the first day, bal mum passes all 7 days. However, let's say you hold that, like Rashi learns, like Tesis learns, that hadar passes all 7 days. Like we pass in la'alacha and Ramah, that hadar passes all 7 days. Then what's the difference whether or not it's a bal mum or whether or not it's hadar? Why did the Gemara say bal mum? According to the Ritva, we can understand if you hold that hadar only passes one day, so then the reason why we said bal mum is to tell you that it passes all 7 days, according to those pshatim at least. However, if you understand that hadar passes all 7 days, so why did the Gemara say bal mumu? What's the nafkamino? There's still a nafkamino though. According to this Rosh, there's a nafkamino. According to the Shitas that hold the Bishas Atchak, Rash, Tesis, and the Rosh, that holds b'shas atchak. I'm sorry? Is there an issue? According to Tesis, that Rush, the Russian Tesis. What's that? If everybody can make sure that they're muted, thank you. According to the Rush, we asked, what's the nafkamina, whether we said that it's a psul hadar or it's a psul bal mum. Please check to make sure that you're muted. We asked, what's the difference if it's a psul hadar or if it's a psul bal mum? L'chura, either way, according to Rashi and Tesfis, hadar passes all 7 days. Why did the Gemara madgish that it's a balmum? According to the Rush, we have an answer. The Rush and Tesis, even though he holds that hadar passes all 7 days, but he holds that you're allowed to take a psul hadar b'shas atchak. Something which is a psul hadar, you're allowed to take b'shas atchak. And therefore, there's still going to be an afkamina between something which is a psul hadar, that b'shas atchak you're allowed to take it, and something which is ein shmai olav, a psul migufay, L'chur, you wouldn't even be allowed to take even b'shas atchak. The only thing is, if you look at the tour at the end of Tavrish Mem Tes, he says, "Kol apsulim machmas mum im b'shas atchak sheinin zekosher k'shem yochal levarich aleim." He brings down that all the psulim machmas mum, even those that are machmas mum, you're allowed to take b'shas atchak, and you're allowed to make a bracha. He says, "V'arayved kosav." This is the rayved that we mentioned beforehand. Shelo yivarech aleim ele yirchzim biyada yishlo tishtakach teres luluf. V'loy nehir ladini avir rosh. The rayved says, "Just take it like tishtakach teres luluf." And to my father, the rush, it doesn't seem that that's the halacha. Rather, you let it take it and you let it make a bracha. What's the makar? The makar is, if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings down the rush that we just quoted, that masr nakasav lechachamim. Now, the only thing is that Masr Nakas Lechacham, L'chur, that we can understand by Hadar. Hadar is very relative. If you have something else, then it's not considered Hadar. Then it's considered Hadar. I'm sorry, if you have something else, it's not considered Hadar. But if you don't have anything else, it is considered Hadar. But something which is a Baal Mum, then L'chur, how does it pass to say that you're allowed to take it B'Shas Atchak? L'chur, it's a Psul Megufay. Where did he see that? So if you look at the Beis Yosef himself says, he's Madaik on what the Torah says, that kol apsulam machmas mum. Beis Yosef says, diek rabbeinu lichtev kol apsulam machmas mum, lafuke oisam shepsulam mipnei she'enam minum, kehada shoyta v'tzavtzefo, lahanech l'divya kol inoit l'nison la'oilam, fil b'shas atchak. Says the Beis Yosef, no, a bal mum is different than something which is not doesn't have shmoy olav. A rimoin, a parish, a tzavtzafa, all these things are not the min bechlal. Something which is not the min bechlal, then even b'shazot chak you can't take it. The Torah told you have to take a priyetzah, the Torah told you have to take a anaf etzavah, 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 you can't take something which is not one of these things. However, bal mum, it's mevur in the Beis Yosef that he's understanding that a bal mum just means that it's handicapped. It means that it's not a lulav. A person that Rahman Hassan, he breaks his leg and he's got to hobble on crutches. It means he's not a person anymore? No, he's a person with the viral. He has a mum over. He has something. Even if he's missing something, it could be chas v'chalil, he's missing a foot. It means he's not a person. So to a lulav, if it's tzolik v'chad hutso, even though it's a bal mum, it's missing something. It's only one leaf. Ukedeim, it's missing something. Nevertheless, it's considered a bal mum. But it is a lulav. Safe, it's a lulav. And Memela, Chazal said, it is a lulav. It's a lulav which is a bal mum. Where the Torah told you you're not allowed to take a bal mum? No, the Torah tells you have to take a lulav. Master Nakazal HaChachamim, and they said, if you have something else, you have a lulav that has all its legs, all its leaves. Memela, if it doesn't have, then we look at it as a bal mum. Masha Enkin, in a case where we don't have the other lulavim, then there's no mum here. A mum is only if it's missing something. No other lulav has this. We don't have any other lulavim. This lulav, at this point, is not a bal mum. And memela, we don't reckon it to be considered a bal mum. It's still considered a lulav, and therefore you're allowed to be taken afilu b'shasat cha. This is not exactly clear. We're still bleib shver. Why is the Gemara madgish bal mum hu pasul? What's the difference? Her would be mashma that the raya is mashma that it's to the, like a raya to the other rishenim, that there's a difference between bal mum and hodr. And when it's not a case of shasat chak, hodr you're allowed to take on the rest of the days, and bal mum not. Because lachur, if it's b'shasat chak, if you hold that hodr you're not allowed to take all the days, and bal mum you're not allowed to take all the days, and b'shasat chak you're allowed to take all the hodrs, and b'shasat chak you're allowed to take bal mum. So why was the Gemara madgish bal mum? Yesh la'ayin. It could be that there's a chilik just pushed in the mitzvahs of what it is. Hodr generally means that it started off more hodr, chasarin and hodr. It grew a chazazis, or it split open, or even kehemnik, the Rashi says it grew that way. Beis Yosef says lav dafkof, the shedra itself split afterwards. It's also chasarin and hodr. Hodr could be lav dafkof the way that it grew that way. As opposed to bal mum, is dafkof when it grew that way, then we look at it as a bal mum. But lachur is still, there's no nafkamin al alaf, that's not clear why the Gemara would have said it. Kumta is that you're allowed to take, according to this, you're allowed to take all the psulim, that's the Rosh, you're allowed to take all the psulim of Hadar b'shasat chak, and all the psulim that are bali mum shleib b'shasat chak. However, b'shasat chak, something which doesn't have shmoy olav, something which is not considered a esrig, is not considered a lulav, that you're not allowed to take. And lachur, the same thing would apply to lachem. Let's say the only lulav that he has on the first day is one that is borrowed. That's not his. The person is not here, the balabais is not here, he left in the middle of the day and he left over his lulav, and the only way that he could take it is b'sheilo, then l'chur you can't be yetzeh. Because there, that's not masar nakazal l'chachamim. L'kachtem l'chem, l'chem means that it has to be yours. There's no way to, whichever way you slice it, it's got to be yours. The mele, if it's gozel, or it's shol on the first day, in a chanami, that's not going to be kosher, afilu b'shasat chak, if it's the first day. Even though it's not a different min, but it's not his. And that's not something which is Masal HaKazal HaChacham. The only Shaila is, what's going to be, we'll leave this for the Erlam, what's going to be two Shailas really. First of all, a lulav she'im by shir. The Rishonim actually speak about it. But a lulav that doesn't have a shir, it's three tvachim. Nitzad echod. You could say that it's a lulav. Maybe it's a bal mum. It's not the regular lulav. It's a miniature lulav. It's three tvachim instead of four tvachim. A hadas which is two tvachim instead of three tvachim. But lemeil b'shasat chak, this we should say that lemais it's a lulav. So if it's a lulav, it doesn't have the regular shir. Or do we say no? A shir is a din in the lulav itself. And comma that it doesn't have a shir, then it's not a lulav. It's like chetusei mecht ashure of the ashira. Can you take an ashira, a lulav shal ashira, if you don't have any other lulav? Chetusei mecht ashure, it doesn't have a shir. It's kilo, it doesn't have a shir. It's kilo as if it's non-exist. It has no shir baklal. When it doesn't have the four tefachim, then it doesn't have the shir of the lulav. We don't. It could be that we don't look at it as a lulav baklal. Yesh l'adam. And the second thing is, b'negeit ha-chinuch. There's a, b'negeit ha-chinuch, we have a similar halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that there are those that say, in Tafresh Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat and Chaf Ches, there are those that say that for chinuch, you're allowed to take anything which is a mice of chinuch.
In other words, you don't have to be makbid as long as you're mekayim the etzem mitzvah, even though you're not mekayim the prati mitzvah, it's okay. Which would mean that you're not allowed to take, it's similar to what we said before in that b'shas atchak, you're not allowed to take a lulav, you're not allowed to take a esrig. You have to take an esrig, you can't take a rimon. In other words, it's certainly you can't give your kid to be mekayim al tzedin chinuch. If he's 2 years old, b'seder. But al tzedin chinuch, you can't give him a lemon. That's not a kiyum because that's not the mitzvah bechlal. However, the pratim of the mitzvah, in a chanami, you don't have to be mekayim. And therefore, it's more kal that you're allowed to give l'churu, you'd be allowed to give him something which is shol, something which is not lachem. Even though, b'negiah to a person, that's not a tali, and mustar nakaz l'chacham. That's just in din and chinuch, and as long as you got the etzim mitzvah, that's okay. That's okay that you got the etzim mitzvah, and you can clear what would be also in such a case, if you don't have the shir. How do we down on, if you don't have the shir? You have a very small luluf. They sell these miniature lulavim, chinuch sets. It's only 3 tvachim. Is that, can you be yotzei or not? And that lachur is telling in the shiloh. Do we look at a chisaron in the shir as if it's a lulav, it's just smaller, and therefore that's a prat in the mitzvah that it needs a shir, and b'meila for chinuch he'd be able to be yotzei for that? Or do we say, no, when it doesn't have a shir, it's a heis nishkin lulav b'chlal. If it's not a lulav, then even for chinuch you would not be able to be yotzei, even though it looks like a lulav and smells like a lulav. However, for dini mitzvah, it's not considered a lulav. Thank you.